This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. For a very select group of readers, this time of year means leafing through the latest works of Stokes, Gurney, and Burpee. Yes, it's time to start studying those seed catalogs, for spring will be here before we know it. Joining us today, in fact, she has practically brought an entire garden and tool shed with her today, along with some seeds, is our gardening friend, horticulturist and garden writer, Jerry Laufer. Welcome.
Thanks, John. Great to be here. I've brought so many things because it's the beginning of spring. I've brought seed starting kit. I've brought labels and commercial seed.
What is the best game plan when it comes to actually ordering those seeds?
In order to start your garden, you've got to figure out what you want to grow. You choose what you want to grow based on what you like to eat. That's really
smart.
That's really good for herb gardening, too. The herbs that you go to the most frequently in your cupboard, those are the ones you ought to choose to grow first. You can mail order them or you can buy them locally. Of course, if you buy them locally, you can actually see and choose the best and the biggest and the most vigorous. My favorite thing to do right now is to sprinkle seeds of peony poppy, larkspur, nigella, also called love in a mist. Just go out to the garden and open your seed packet and sprinkle them on the ground. That's it. You don't have to...
No turning of the soil
nothing,
or anything.
No. And not only that, they need light to germinate in many instances, so you do not want to cover them with anything. You just throw them on the ground and go back inside for a cup of tea.
I like that.
That's easy. And they turn into beautiful, like the peony poppies are my favorite. They're about 3 feet tall, and they have big, I'm putting my two hands together here to show you how, just full of petals.
Now that we have dirt right here in the studio ready for some seeds, if you could just sort of guide us through.
So I have a regular potting mix in a tray, in a horizontal flat tray, and I've got some tomato seeds here. So I love yellow pear tomatoes. They're small, like cherry tomatoes, but they're not red. They're yellow when they're ripe, and they're not round. They look like little pears, and they are the cutest in salad with like black Kalamata olives. I'm going to sprinkle them by tapping them out of the pots, just a few per, that was kind of a waterfall of seeds, but anyway.
So you don't want too much in the way of clumping.
No, you want to spread this just as thinly as possible because when they sprout, they'll be too close together. And so now I am putting on the label that these are yellow pear tomatoes.
And of course, once these have yielded little plants, we'll be moving them outside.
Yes, when all danger of frost is past, approximately April 15th. But with seeds, you can hedge that a little because if you are getting overflowing with, you've started so many varieties of seeds that you can take them outside, and then if they say, oh, it's going down to 27 tonight, you can lift them up and bring them in. They're portable.
Jerry, thank you so very much for coming in and bringing your garden with you.
It's been a pleasure. I'm glad to see you.
For more information about what to do in the early spring garden, you can find details with links right now on our website, wabe.org/citycafe.